Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Thank you for tuning into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and welcome back to Live Better, the show where we dive deep into what it truly means to live with purpose, health, and meaning, physically, mentally, and spiritually. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and every week we're joined by incredible individuals who are walking the path and lifting others along the way. Today's episode is a powerful one and personal to me because I've got to know these three men that are coming on the show who've each played a big role in my life, whether they've been here for 2 months, 5 years, 10 years, and each who represent leadership, faith, and personal growth in their own unique way. So first up, I've got Chris Barr. He's a mentor, a coach, and a spiritual leader who has been a rock in my world and in my journey and others as well. Chris coached me back in the football days when I was probably 5th, 6th, 7th grade, but the influence he's had goes a lot further than beyond the field. He's a man of God who leads the Grandview football team here in Des Moines, Iowa. He leads them in prayer, helps build a culture wherever he goes, and lives with a rare combination of joy, humility, and bold faith. He's one of those people who always shows up with a smile and a deep sense of purpose. And I can't wait for you guys to hear what he brings to the table today. He's probably going to talk about God a lot, talk about his faith that really drives him. And it's something that kind of inspires me as well. And he really just lights a fire under anyone he talks to. So next, we got Kai Hood, one of my closer friends and a founder of the Refounders Movement, dedicated to helping young people and young entrepreneurs overcome challenges, build confidence, and walk with walk boldly with a purpose. Kai is just 23, but his heart and his mission are deep. He's driven by Christ, passionate about growth, and constantly striving to be better, not just for himself, but for everyone around him. His story and mission are going to light some people up today. And finally, Luke Gervais, the first business guest we've ever had on the show, and someone who brings big energy and grounded wisdom. Luke is a global thinker. He's lived in India for 2 years, has traveled widely, and is connected across industries. He's a father, a leader, a lifter, but in the gym and in the spirit. And every time I talk to him, I walk away with something new. He lives with intention and purpose, and we're going to feel that in today's convo. So whether you're tuning in while you're grinding through a workout, cruising through traffic, or just looking to level up, this episode is packed with truth, experience, and inspiration. So let's get into it. You're listening to Live Better, and let's welcome Chris, Kai, and Luke to the show right after this.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We got Chris up first. Now, Chris is a man of faith, a leader, and a man who just inspires and lights a fire under you every time you speak to him, and he shows up with a smile everywhere he goes. Chris, I'm super excited to have you on. How's your day going? I know you're a busy man, so I appreciate you coming on.
Well, I'm fanning the flame, brother. I'm on a sustained burn. So having a great day.
I love it. Awesome. So I want to jump right into it. We talked about leadership the last time you were on and how you lead Grandview football team. But something I want to touch upon is leading yourself. A lot of people are blown around by the wind or are just going with the flow. And a quote that I really love is, "Dead fish go with the flow." How do you navigate yourself and lead yourself in the avenues that you want to adventure into or things that you feel inspired to do?
You know, first thing I always do is, first model what I believe is the correct process and not coach all the guys, don't ever skip the process. And that is the preparation. You cannot disconnect. Like mind, body, heart. So first thing, Blake, I want to do is I take you to the heart gym, because from my standpoint, no matter what it is that we do, it has to come from an inside out, and it comes from a heart condition that flows through everything that we think, everything that we do, everything that we speak. So, I always told the guys, I said, hey, let's go to the heart gym. Let's throw on some extra plates and let's get after it. And so first thing I do is hit the knees, prepare myself from the heart out, and that is a lot of times even quiet time. Is that quieting yourself so that God's voice gets big in your life? Because oftentimes it gets drowned out in the noise and the busyness. And obviously, if you're moving too fast and moving at a pace faster than Him, oftentimes you miss what it is for your calling. So for me, it is alignment. It's having the process of preparation, and then when I have the preparation, and then I move.
So you said you would go work out in the heart gym. What do you say to the people who say, this is who I am, I can't change this, or this is just how I've always done things? What do you say to those people?
Well, it depends on the degree of my relationship with them. Blake, I'd kick you in the butt and tell him, I want a breakthrough, rather than be broke down, because that kind of mentality, that will shrink their potential everything that God intended for them. They'll never even scratch the surface of their potential. You're either growing or you're dying. And that type of mentality that says, hey, I'm so lasered in, and this is the way I am, and this is how I roll, it's a really small, I'd say, you know, don't give me weak sauce, don't give me excuses. And to me, that really is saying, hey, guess what? Here's my boundaries, here's my barriers, this is how I roll. You either accept me or nothing else, and they're going to miss it. Because, one, it will greatly diminish the capacity for their relationships. No doubt about it. You can't. That's not a positive way for us to be in relationship. If I can't be teachable, coachable, I can't receive, I can't be challenged, if I can't always test, you'll never even build a testimony if you can't be tested. So I guess when someone says that to me, depending on our relationship, I would step in a respectful way, and I would guide them and coach them that, man, we're going to, you know what, we're going to get rid of that. We're going to kick that to the curb and send it to the landfill because you're better than that.
Yeah, the reason I ask that question is because it really bothers me when I hear people say, well, you know, that's just how I am. That's how I've always done it. And to me, that is such a closed mindset and you know, you're going to fail. You're going to fail like that. And especially in the gym too, or just, you know, oh, I've always been a bigger person, I'm never going to look that way. You're right. With that attitude, you're never going to look that way. So I guess for the boys that you train and you lead them into prayer, for those that don't have that motivation or that fire under them to change it, what are words of encouragement for those people to go out and change?
You know, I think if I'm having someone where I want to have transformation, sometimes it takes just examples of building up their why. I mean, they really have to. The word I always use is you got to want to. And so it's a choice. It's this beautiful choice. I don't know if you remember, but with youth football, we put on the backside of the jerseys ACE, you know, attitude, commitment, and effort. The first and foremost was the attitude. And in that attitude, you know, that is all three of those items you choose. And so for me, I guess it would be one of those things. I try to give them some compelling meat on the bone that would have them build up enough motivation that they'd want to choose it. Because you can't force anybody to go where you want them to go, and you can't change them and make them be something different. They really intrinsically have to choose it, and then I want to go on that journey with them because I want to be there at the summit of that transformation, or the, you know, the outcomes that I know are coming. If subtle little changes executed in daily disciplines, I'm going to tell you what, look out, because I can't wait to take that journey with them, and I want to be there to celebrate. So I guess in a nutshell, I think from my standpoint, I need to help lock arms with them and build the why up so that they would be motivated to make that choice for themselves.
I love that, building the why. And one thing that I admire about you is that you're physically fit and mentally fit. Ever since a kid, have you always been mentally fit? I mean, I've said from the beginning, is you always got a fire under you. Was that something that you were born with, or did you kind of develop that?
Oh, I'm going to give you a quick little story, and this is what God's pressing on me right now. I've always had the fire. I've always been competitive. I haven't always been aligned. So who are you? Whose are you? Who do you do what you do for? What motive always matters. So a lot of times I would say, here's a perfect example. I could have two teams go out and completely dominate. They could win 50-0. One, the opponent at the end of that game completely wants to run them over with the bus. The other team is like, man, do I want to be on that team? And I always ask, by the way that you do what you do, is your motive and heart condition aligned with how you do what you do so that they would want to be on your team? And that seems major, and it is, but it comes from inside. I can't disconnect heart and mind, so it's always a heart condition. And so why do you do what you do, and what am I playing for? Well, if I'm playing for relationship, if it's sacrificial and I care about my brothers beside me and behind me and in front of me, then I'm going to be sold out, because love is the greatest power. I mean, when you look at it from a capacity standpoint, the greatest potential, the greatest teams, when we talk about the heart of the team, it really boils down to the greatest power in our lives is love. And I think that's something. Do you play from a foundation of love, or is it anger? Or is or for whatever other negative type motivation. And I think a lot of players try to drive themselves to higher levels of performance through negative emotions. And it'll never yield anything long term. It's not eternal. It's temporal, and it's usually empty. And you have those athletes that get done and they feel empty. It's because of what's driving the engine, what kind of fuel you're putting in the tank. And so the heart tank matters. And so heart and mind can't be disconnected. They have to be aligned with what God has for us.
I love that. So you think that it's negative to be driven by, I guess, anger when it comes to sports or getting to your goals in life? Maybe, you know, a girl dumped you and you're like, oh, I'm gonna prove her wrong. You think that's a negative way of thinking?
Well, I'll just tell you, every time I've experienced selfish moments where penalties have cost the team, cost the championship, get out of alignment with some kind of penalty that wounds our team, it's always been out of an emotion that was misguided. And I'm going to tell you, if you've ever been like me as a man, in all spaces of my life, if I'm moving in anger, I can wound, I can hurt, I can damage and destroy any relationship. If I'm moving in love, it has the boundaries, and it has perspective, and it has properly aligned and disciplined steps to the point where I'm most likely going to be constructive rather than destructive. So, yes, I mean, the answer to that is yes. I believe that from a positive, a love perspective, you can outperform yourself, not only in the moment, but you'll outperform from the standpoint of sustained relationships for long term. You can't build relationships on anger. It's impossible. You can play a game in anger, but you, when the pressure's on and you're backed into a corner, most athletes that make the mistakes or cost their team seriously damaging moments, out of that selfishness of moving in the anger and those emotions that are negative, absolutely, it's always destructive. I hope I communicate that properly, but I think that you have to prepare your mentality and discipline it from the standpoint of moving from a heart that is moving in positive, cannot move in negative.
You explained that perfectly, Chris, and I love that aspect and the way you thought about that. And I totally agree with you. I think it's way better to move in love, and talking about selfishness and, you know, maybe losing things for your team in certain aspects. And I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for coming on today, Chris. I'm sad that it's only been 12 minutes, but I'm going to have you on again, and we're gonna kill some more talking. So I appreciate it. And we'll be right back after this with Kai Hood. I love you too, Chris.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Welcome back aboard to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuning in to Live Better. We got Kai Hood up next, the owner of ReFounders Movement at just 21 years old. He's here to motivate the youth and change the direction in the course of the next years to come. Kai, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Blake. What an honor to be on your show, brother.
It's an honor to have you on here. I'm really, as you know, fond of your movement, ReFounders, and how much effort you put into it every single day to grow it and, you know, become something of yourself. And I think that's something to share with my audience.
Bro, thank you. I really appreciate it. It's definitely a grind, but we need to make a change in the next generations in all areas of their life and just actually provide them with fair opportunity instead of just yelling and yapping at them about, oh, you need to be better. Well, we need to help them be better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I 100% agree. Can you explain to them what ReFounders is a little bit better than what I did and why you felt called to start something of, that magnitude?
Yeah, dude, absolutely. Thank you for asking. But the ReFounders movement is all about just pouring into the next generations and literally refounding them on better values, better success principles, better family, fitness, and entrepreneurship. And so how we do that is we actually provide these young people with mentors, mentorship, opportunities, a lot of networking. We have our first event out in Miami this early May, and we have more live events being planned for out here in Dallas. And we also have an online platform being built. I mean, there's like just a ton of things happening for the movement, but the goal is really just to pour into young people and give them a platform. And it's funny because like I had a vision for the movement years ago, and I was kind of young and new into business. I had my financial services business that I first started, and I was like, God, how am I going to do this? I don't know anything about this vision. Like, I have no experience in family. I'm fat. Like, I don't know what to do. And it's funny because 3 years later, here I am now. God put me totally through the ringer, and it was awesome. But in the process of building the vision for ReFounders, I refounded myself. And it was super cool to kind of get to that point where God was like, hey, I need you to go here. And I'm like, well, how's that possible? And then he kind of just put me through it. And I had to take care of myself first before we built the vision. So here we are now. And it's funny because I wanted to help other people, but I had to help myself first. So it was cool.
I love it. That's how it always starts. You start your own journey and you realize you can help other people as well. So, for the young listeners that are listening, what keeps you motivated to keep on pushing towards your goals? As a young entrepreneur, how do you avoid the distractions of being young and, the pull of wasting your 20s and then getting to your 30s and like, oh, shoot, I need to do something about this?
That's a really good question. Well, the one thing is that the distractions never go away. And they're never going to go away. And it's our job to simply just get stronger. And obviously, God really motivates me, but I'm not going to give you the shallow God answer because, you know, everybody says that. But the real, like, deep motivation is that I might have a family one day, and I'm going to have kids one day, And beyond building a business that helps, you know, people in the masses, I want to become the man and warrior that God is calling me to be, because I know my kids are going to look up to that. I know my wife is going to look up to that. And it then comes down to, especially being young, where we are very easily distracted and everybody else is out partying, is out drinking, is out doing what might be fun, but you have to continuously surround yourself with the right people that are also young and motivated, which is the goal of ReFounders, of course, because it's easy to get kind of trapped in that, like, pleasurable life instead of the working, grinding life, which I'm, you know, consistently in now. So it's definitely, like, my future family that motivates me. God motivates me a lot. I just know that I'm made for more and that I can do all things through Him. But yeah, I think surrounding yourself with the right people is huge, especially when you're young, because it's a battle.
You mentioned getting fit and how you were fat. I mean, there's plenty of unhealthy, fat entrepreneurs out there. Why do you feel a call of getting fit as well?
Bro, I love this topic, and it's going to be super controversial. So bear with me. I promise I'm not an a-hole, but I've never met a fat billionaire. I've never met well, maybe I have. I just don't remember them, and, you know, take that as it is. I don't meet a lot of fat millionaires that are successful. And so the problem is this. Like, this is part of what the ReFounders movement talks about. A lot of people are so focused on money that they forget their initial purpose, which is to enjoy life in the intangible and in the spiritual. So, like, your family, your health, your experiences, it has nothing to do with the dollar amount. And so if we're going to have true success and we're going to leave a true legacy behind, that includes our health. And as much as I want to have abs by the summer, it almost has nothing to do with the muscles and the way I look, and it has everything to do with the way I feel, the example I set, and how I do one thing is how I do everything. So if I'm on the ReFounders Show podcast, or if I'm on your radio show, right, but I'm super out of shape and super unhealthy, and I can't take care of myself, how am I going to take care of you? How am I going to take care of a client? Or how am I going to take care of a young entrepreneur out there? You know what I'm saying? So it all correlates.
Yeah, and I was on TikTok today, and I mean, I've heard this before, but it kind of just, you know, engraved it back in my head. It's, you have a million problems until you have one, and that's your health. And once you have that health issue, nothing else matters. And, you know, you can be 50, multimillionaire, and, you know, if you're sick and you have cancer, I mean, you're already putting yourself behind. Get started now. Start taking, like, I don't know, if you go out to the bar every week, maybe have a few less drinks, maybe just enjoy the music a little bit more rather than, you know, focus on getting a little bit more wasted than you need to be. So, yeah. I mean, that's another a good way to look at it as well. What do you see for the future of the youth? What's your vision for them?
What I currently see and my vision, I'm going to tell you two things. I'm going to tell you what I see right now and then my vision. What I'm seeing right now is the spread is getting larger and larger. We're getting more and more motivated young people, but we're also getting more and more unconscious, kind of like stagnant, unhealthy young people. And so it's like you're either completely motivated and you're ready to go, you're building something, whether it be your career, maybe you're a great student, maybe you're, you know, really working on your fitness, like you're just generally motivated and you have, you know, a driven purpose. But then the opposite of that spectrum is people are getting less and less motivated, and they're being more and more programmed by our government and media, and they're being more and getting more and more unhealthy, more fat, more stupid, more uneducated, more distracted. And that spread is what I'm currently seeing. But my vision is that because there are more people that are motivated nowadays, and it's funny that, you know, the pretty people in power, I like to call them, use the social media to distract and really, you know, intellectually poison the next generations. Well, as a byproduct, and they didn't probably mean to do this, we are now more conscious because of it and more aware because of it. And so my vision for young people is that because there's so many new, young, motivated people that know what's really going on in the world right now, and our leadership and our government and our health systems, everything, it's going to be so obvious to where people won't have a choice but to become healthy. People won't have a choice but to become successful. They won't have a choice but want to have a family and want to live a conscious, purposeful life. Because there will be so many people that are already doing that and are so conscious of that, that they'll be feeling left out and lonely by living an unconscious, undriven life. That's my vision.
Do you think social media... No, it makes sense. I totally understood what you said. Do you think social media was more of a benefit or a negative to, I guess, the youth? You got, you know, fitness influencers posting themselves on you know, gear and trend, making them these physiques that people want, but they're really not attainable. Or you see, you see people living lavish lifestyles that, you know, they scam their way to get there. I mean, obviously people of their, on social media, there are people of value on there who actually got things the correct way. But, what's your take on social media and how can the youth use it better for a positive impact rather than a negative?
See, I love what you just said, is like, how could the youth use it for a better positive impact? It could be a double-edged sword. Like, if I want to, I can allow social media to distract me, manipulate me, and I can, you know, look up to these false gurus and these false influencers all I want. But I'm not going to be an idiot. I'm going to be conscious of with myself and look at the reality of my phone screen and like, oh wow, these people aren't actually who they say they are. Sometimes I got to take it with a grain of salt. I'm going to be a little bit wise here, and I'm going to practice good stewardship of my phone and my social media, and maybe instead of consuming as much, I'm going to start creating. So it's just taking responsibility. I mean, we're all blessed with different things, and social media can be a blessing, but it's up to us whether we want to spoil it or actually use it.
I love it, Kai. Thank you for your opinions today and the knowledge that you shared. I love it. It's always a blessing to have you on, and I'm going to have you on again, so don't you worry. I'll see you soon, and I appreciate you coming on.
Let's go, Blake. It's an honor, brother. You're doing great things. Thank you.
I appreciate it. We'll be right back after this with Luke Gervais.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Welcome back aboard for my final guest, Luke Gervais. Luke is a father, a businessman, super into fitness, and a man I'd say I look up to in terms of how he lives his life, how he thinks, and just an overall great guy that I love to surround myself with. Luke, how you doing, brother? Super excited to have you on.
Man, life is amazing, brother. Life is amazing. What, it's 86 degrees out here in Dallas right now, so I'm thankful.
Oh, that sounds awesome. A little pickleball action would sound very nice right now. but I want to jump right into it. We got about 12 minutes. Hey, you know what? It's a lifestyle at this point. It's a lifestyle. You strike a balance between business, fatherhood, fitness, and faith. How do you stay so centered with so many moving parts? I think that's a big part in today's society is people are very off balance in their life and don't know how to work all the moving pieces. How do you do it?
I think it all starts with step one, right? And to me, step one is faith, frankly. Like, if I didn't have my faith and I didn't have that personal relationship with God, with Christ, with understanding that I'm not supposed to be perfect, I can't be perfect, but I can strive to be. And through them and with their help, I can become that, you know. That was my step one, brother. If I didn't have that, like, solid core right there, then everything else would fall apart, you know.
Yeah, 100%. Faith is a – that's funny. In every segment today, we talked about faith. I love it. So I guess –
strong, man. From,
from when you were in your 20s, living in India, to where you're at now – how do you define success now versus how you used to define it?
Ooh, the fantastic question. Fantastic question. I think really the idea of success in our minds are kind of different stages, right? It depends where we're at. But I know for me back then, I always put like different numbers, right? I was a number chaser. I'm like a goal setter, but I can't be happy till I get this goal. I can't be happy till I... you know, make my first $100,000 in a year, or I can't be happy till I make my first $100,000 in a month, or I can't be happy till I, you know. And then I would just hyper-focus on that and kind of put my blinders up. And frankly, I robbed myself, looking back hindsight, right, of a lot of amazing things that could have happened in my life because I was so hyper-focused on just hitting those numbers, right, and getting those goals. But then when I flipped it, probably, gosh, man, I don't know, 32, 33 years old, I understood that, you know, I just had a streak of goals not falling through, you know, and I was like, man, I did everything I could, but it still fell apart, the deal did, or I did everything I could, and then somehow things would get messed up. And then I realized, man, it's not about the end goal. It's always about that process. And as long as I was going through and really just slowing down and understanding, okay, this is what I did last time. This is what I need to change for this next time. And really understanding that my growth was from those different steps along the journey, that's when I started just becoming naturally happier and realizing I didn't have to be happy after the result comes. If I was happy along the journey, you know, who knows? Maybe my end result wasn't supposed to be to make that, you know, $100,000 this month. Maybe it was to help out this family over here and then, you know, show these people a different way to do things here or, you know, make my health more of a priority there. And, you know, like your goals can change, but it's being open and ready and seeing as long as growth is happening and good is coming from it, that's how I've measured my success now, you know?
And how did becoming a dad impact your thought process towards success as well? I know that your daughter plays a huge impact in your life. I mean, I guess a better way to phrase this question would be, I mean, how does being a dad impact how you drive yourself forward every day, how you take care of yourself, or just do better for yourself?
So what's difficult about my situation is, you know, I don't have my daughter every day, right? I'm divorced. But, you know, I get her the every other weekend thing. And, you know, when I don't have her for a longer period of time, it can be very difficult to stay motivated and stay, you know, on the grind, right? Like, because you have to have that why pushing you behind everything. I'm sorry, I'm just being blunt. You know what I mean? Like, and I realized, though, when I started FaceTiming her every morning before school, that motivated me throughout the rest of the day, because then that was my little bit of, oh yeah, that's why I'm doing it. You know, that's my reminder. But if I miss that in the morning, then a lot of times my day gets thrown off, man, to be honest with you. You know, like, whether it's motivation or whether I just feel like things are kind of getting messed up. But if I take that time every morning, I make sure I get up in time to always FaceTime her in the AM right off the bat. And I'm not just like half awake in bed, like, oh, I'm here, I love you. But I'm actually there, and I'm cognizant, and, you know, we're talking about breakfast, and she's showing me her new little lights that she put up in her room. That just helps keep me aligned and motivated, because I know it's not just about me trying to live like I'm a legend and have all these great things happening, but it's like me passing on a legacy. And so when I have that reminder of my legacy, then that's what makes me want to, okay, I do need to push harder for this and for me and for us, instead of, okay, I haven't seen her in, you know, a week and a half. You know, now I'm just more focused on me, and I get sidetracked with all these other things. But that's why it's that constant little 5-10 minutes in the morning. It's a game changer, brother. It's a game changer.
And I appreciate you being open about that and transparent. We're having a good conversation earlier about leading your daughter or your kid down a path that not only inspires them, but, you know, they turn out to be, do you know how I phrased it, Luke? Be a functioning member of society, and to grow them into a person that inspires you as well.
Well, and I think, because obviously with me having a daughter and me being a guy, like, we definitely have different goals in what, you know, she wants to be, you know, a princess one day, right? And I don't want to be a princess one day. But I think a lot of it was just figuring out her core concepts, right? Like, for example, I know in school, right? Like, she's kind of been struggling in math and science. And for some reason, it's just not clicking. And so, I, you know, instead of just saying, like, oh, yeah, let's get you tutors, let's do all this, like, I did say that. But at the same time, what we came to find out, because I was like, well, maybe there's teaching her wrong. And so when I slowed down and we had her take, you know, the different tests, we found out she's a tactile learner. So she's a hands-on learner. So it's not that she has ADD and off the wall. No, it's she just needs something to physically do. And then she can focus much better. Because a lot of times in school, at least for what she's doing right now, it's been only audio and visual, right? And if they're only teaching certain ways, and that's not your way of being able to grasp and hold on to and retain that information, then, you know, you're kind of hosed, right? And so I've helped her figure out different things, like whether it's a fidget spinner, whether it's tapping on the thing, whatever it may be, so she can physically be moving. And now she's starting to soak those different things up. So it's kind of like that in life, right? Like, we all have different aspects of our life that we think, oh, it should be like this or it should be like this. But, you know, the same aspect that, like, for me, I might find my happiness in my kid. Right. Some people might not have that, you know, and so everyone has to have a different type of motivation, different type of thing that helps them learn, grasp, retain that information for them. And so what each person has is always going to be different, if that makes sense. So you have to figure out what it is for you, because you're not the same as everyone else. That's what makes life beautiful. Everyone's completely different. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And I want to bring up a topic that we were talking about as well. I'll try not to touch upon it too much so I don't explain it all. And I don't really remember it all anyways. But right. You were talking about how you have an acquaintance, and whenever they see their kids, that person showers them with gifts and fun time all the time. And they weren't really too stern with them, from what I understand you said. But then you made the you know, the thought of, okay, well, this might not turn out so good in another certain way. Are you able to touch up on that a little bit? I thought that was a great way of thinking of it.
No, absolutely, man. I love out of all the different things we spoke about earlier, that was one for you. Yeah. My buddy, like, verbatim, because both of us, we have our kids, you know, a couple of weekends a month, right? Maybe 4 or 5 days a month, nothing crazy. And, you know, you can either A, be what in his words, he's like, I'm the Disneyland dad, man. You know, like, my baby girl, whenever she wants, she gets whatever. You know, she does no wrong in my eyes. Like, she's always perfect. She's my angel. She's my blah, 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 blah. And I was like, my man, I'm never, because it's never my place or anyone's place to tell someone, like, this is how you got to raise your kid, because that's not your role. You know what I mean? Like, you're not, I don't know, for me. So I told him verbatim, I just said, you know, it's never my role or my goal to tell you what to do as a father. However, for me, I'll just say from my own example, I think about, okay, if I do this with my daughter or if I teach her this principle, how is that going to affect her later on? And so we kind of did a different role flip, and I said, my man, if you keep her, you know, the princess forever and you're the Disneyland dad forever, what's going to happen to her when she grows up, right? Like, when she grows up, is she going to just look for a husband or a spouse or whomever it may be, you know, a partner, just to give her gifts and to make her always feel like a princess and to spoil her at all times? Like, and I asked him, I was like, have you ever dated a girl like that? He's like, man, I'm dating one right now like that. I'm like, are you happy? Are you glad she's that way? He's like, hell no, nah, I hate that. Like, hell no, nah, I don't want that. I'm like, then why would you teach your daughter that's the right thing to do? Because if you take a step back, think about it. If that's all you're showing her to get praise, to get things, is you don't have to earn it, that the world's giving to you for free, how do you think she's going to turn out later? And then you really think, like, you know, you as a father, right? Like, that's the example to what they're going to look for their future spouse, right? If you teach them, okay, you got to earn things, you know, or you always teach them, you know, with, you know, you treat them with respect, but at the same time, you show them, hey, like, we do this together. Nothing's free. We work, we grow, we grind. And that's just really how you help them become the best future them. When a lot of times us as guys, we're stupid. We don't even think about that. But if you really take a look at it, like, why wouldn't it, you know?
I love it. I appreciate you sharing that. I thought it could maybe help somebody out a little bit. So take a step back really quick. We got 2 minutes here. I know that there's a huge importance in nurturing relationships, whether it's business, your friends, or maybe it's just a, hey, what's up at the gym? And I know you got a quote, I think it's your quote, or someone, that you may know them, but do they know you? How big of a part in life is it to nurturing relationships?
Well, man, if you think about it, you meet someone that's of a higher echelon, right? Like, maybe they either have a lot of social status or they have quite a bit of money, whatever it may be. They have people talking to them all the time. They have people pitching them ideas all the time. They have people trying to get something from them all the time. But if you meet someone and you're genuine, you know, if you meet them and you're just you, and you don't treat them, you know, high on the mountaintop type of way, and you just show them, you know, what reality should be like, that's refreshing, man. That's what makes you stick out. That's you showing that, you know, you're of worth. Because for me, like, when I first met you guys, and I meet any people, you know, in the gym or wherever it may be, I always try to make sure I'm the one that adds value first. You know, whether it's physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, I don't really don't care. Hell, if we're going out, I'm the one buying that first drink, no matter what. Because I'm going to make sure you know that I'm not just that person saying, hey, I do this or I do that. No, F that, man. Like, if you're really that person, just show it. Just do it. Have them be the one that says it, not you. Because if they're the one saying it or thinking it or you're, you know, different than everyone else has been in their life, of course they're going to remember you. I mean, there's people I haven't seen in years, like literally years. And when you talk to them, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, like, oh, it's been so long. I miss you, brother. Da, da, da. Same thing happened. Actually, a really good friend of mine, his name's Mustafa, right? He's the head in Qatar, in Qatar. He's the head of medical health, right? Minister of Health over there. And we did one deal together during the pandemic, you know, Mustafa and I did. And then we actually had dinner together. I was at Washington, D.C. He was in town. We had dinner together. But because I lived in India back in the day, I knew how to eat with my hands, right? Like, could you eat with your right hand? And his wife was Indian, and so she made biryani. And so I was like, look, I don't mean to be disrespectful. I have nothing but love for you guys. This is my first time meeting in person. But I was like, hey, can I eat with my right hand? Is that okay? And, oh, you should have saw the smile on his face, bro. He was like, what? Oh, my gosh, brother, of course, of course. And they got so excited. So I have the Minister of Health for Qatar. I've got, you know, one of the Al Maktoums from the UAE, like from Dubai. And he's one of the Sheikh families out there. And then me and my business partner, and we're all there. And like, all of us but my business partner are eating with our right hand. And so I call him months and months and months later, thinking he probably forgot about
it. Hey, me. Luke, oh, God, I have to cut you off, but I'm going to share the message. Selflessness is what you're talking about, and I love it. Thank you so much, Luke, for coming on. I'll be right back with my closing statement right after this.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. What a conversation, and big thank you to Chris Barr, Kai Hood, and Luke Gervais for joining me today. Three men who live with boldness, purpose, and a heart to serve others. If you've been listening closely, you probably picked up on the theme. It's not just about building a better body, building a business, or mindset. It's about building a better life, one choice at a time. Chris reminded us that leadership starts with faith and consistency, that showing up with intention, love, and strength is what truly builds culture and impact. Kai spoke about truth and the journey of young people today, and Luke, always bringing perspective, reminded us that success is deeper than titles and travel. I hope today's episode left you encouraged, challenged, and maybe even a little fired up to step into something greater. As always, I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you've been listening to Live Better, where we don't just talk about it, we live it. See you next time.